Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The Coast Guard Reauthorization Act has passed Congress and is ready for the president's signature. It will halt the scrapping of the icebreaker Polar Sea, at least temporarily, and will continue work toward an Arctic deepwater port and will continue a dumping waiver for fishing vessels under 79 feet. The bill also reauthorizes the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Marine Debris Program as a larger portion of the debris from the Japanese tsunami approaches American shores. A downtown Juneau business owner arrested for selling drugs changed her plea in U.S. District Court yesterday. 52-year-old Gemma G. Thomas was charged in October with a single count of conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. Thomas is the owner and operator of Pyramid Beads and Southeast Artworks. She also owned Bridal Gowns, Formal Wear, and Tuxedo Rental Shop that used to operate on Seward Street. Prosecutors allege that Thomas used $15,000 from the sale of over 158 grams of meth to pay for the shop's inventory and operating costs. Thomas and her husband, Michael Paul Thomas, have forfeited all property and inventory of the shop. Under terms of the plea agreement, Thomas faces a minimum of 10 years in prison, maximum of a $10 million fine, and minimum of 5 years of supervised release. She'll be sentenced March 8th. The Juneau School Board has selected Lisa Worrell to finish out the term of Kim Poole, who recently resigned. The board last night voted for Worrell, who was among six candidates for the seat, including two candidates who had run in the fall municipal election. Worrell has been on the Akabe Elementary and Floyd Dryden Middle School site councils, a substitute teacher and classroom volunteer. She also served on the school board's budget advisory committee for 2 years. She'll be sworn in at the first January meeting as the new budget committee begins its work. Worrell says the work of the expanded committee, which includes members from each school site council, is crucial in the budget process.
It's really important to get that input throughout because the decisions that are going to be made are going to be very difficult. And we've had to cut so much last year, nearly $4 million, $2 million the year before, and it's getting very, very challenging, and it will be a painful process. Nobody wants their programs cut, and they're all very important.
Worrell says it's likely that she will run for the school board seat next fall when her short term is up. Elsewhere around the state, a panel of Anchorage city engineers is supporting the findings of a report that says the Port of Anchorage project is technically flawed. The city's Geotechnical Advisory Commission says the study findings support the need for an independent review. The report found that three of the four new sections already built as part of the port expansion project were not built correctly. The report issued last month says even if the sections were built properly, they would be at risk of failure. And the Anchorage Museum has something rare and special on display this winter. The museum is exhibiting historic portraits of the parents of the first governor of Russian America. The Russian government appointed Baron Ferdinand von Wrangel to be the chief manager of Russian America in 1829. The portraits of his parents, Peter and Dorothea Wrangel, are believed to have been painted in 1807. Monica Shaw, the director of collections at the Anchorage Museum, says the portraits were in extremely poor condition when they were first received. She says it took a year to repair the 200-year-old paintings. They'll be on display until February 10th. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for some rain and snow showers mixed for most of the day today. Accumulation of snow about 1 to 2 inches, and the weatherman says temperatures will be stuck in the 32 to 34 degree range for most of the day today and tonight, with the possibility of some snow and rain for tomorrow as well, and temperatures in the 30s as well for tomorrow.